Welcome to Aliveness Intimacy Purpose podcast show with your host Anna at Upgradable. Here we dive deep into the art of embodied living and deep loving to reconnect with your authentic self, unleash the lover you're born to be, step into your true power, and unlock an ecstatic state of aliveness. Welcome to the new episode of Aliveness Intimacy Purpose podcast show with your host Anna at Upgradable. And today I have a special topic for you, which is about the magic and medicine that is inside of your body. How we can unlock the magic and medicine within our own body so that we can create, unlock a whole new way of living, loving, leading, manifesting our dreams, and sharing this medicine and magic with the world. I love saying that being present in the body is a doorway to your healing, transformation, and spiritual growth. Why? Because the number one reason you feel stuck, frustrated, and hopeless that no matter what you do, things do not change, or you are unable to break free from the same patterns in your life or in your relationships, you are not able to connect with another at a deeply intimate level, or you feel confused about what's my next step in life. What's the best for me? You are not able to hear the voice of your intuition. The reason for that is you are not present in the body. But most probably you are up there in your head, spending there most of your waking hours while being disconnected from the body and from the wisdom and intelligence of your own body. When I'm talking about the beauty and the magic and medicine of being in the body, it doesn't mean that body is superior to mind. Actually, it's a whole mind-body, the system that we have. The issue is that most people have their mind disconnected from the body, their thinking mind disconnected from the body. And this is what creates the problem, the issues in their life, because we are not our mind, we are not our body. We are the awareness energy nature that is inhibiting our bodies. So when we live disconnected, what's happened when mind goes one direction and body goes another direction? Our mind, when disconnected from the body, is full of worries, full of fears, full of judgments. Mind alone can't solve the problems. Mind alone can't manifest. And here I'm talking about the thinking, rational mind. When we are disconnected from the body, we and live in the mind, which is often our mind that is conditioned by what happened in the past, we are just trying to survive. We are trying to do the right things. We are trying to feel safe, to fit in and to do the right things. And we are not hearing this wisdom, this greater truth that is trying to rise through our whole body to our conscious awareness so that we can live our best lives and align with our true destiny. When we feel triggered and are trying to solve it through the mind, what happened? Mind goes into the story that they shouldn't have done that. My partner shouldn't have said that. We get angry and frustrated and we lose our energy by trying to fix and to change the external world instead of bringing it in and solving our trigger in our body. This is the only way you can solve it. You can release it and liberate yourself from that in your own body. Because when we are triggered, something inside of us is activated. Maybe it's past wound or belief that no longer serves us. And we are attracting situations that trigger us so that we can finally bring our awareness to the spot in the body where we experience emotional charge, where, let's put it in these words where our wound or our old beliefs is stored in the body. So life is constantly trying to liberate us from all this gunk that is no longer serve us at our mental and emotional body level. And only thing we need to do is to pay attention inwards to find where it is in your body. Now, it's important to mention that when I'm talking about body, I'm talking not only about the physical body, I'm talking about the subtle energy body, which is much greater, and the aura that surround our body as well. So when we are stuck in our mind as well, it doesn't serve our relationships, all kind of relationships, and of course our intimate relationships as well, because we tend to be in our patterns or and habits of closure and defensiveness when we are in our mind. When we experience a conflict, it's our protective parts, it's our mind, it's our ego that kicks in. And it only makes the conflict worse because we are reacting, we are defending ourselves. But when you descend into the body, you can perceive a much greater truth of what's happening. When you can feel in your heart what the situation is about, and you will have experienced greater compassion and understanding towards your partner or someone else in your life. And from there, you will be able to connect with them at a much greater level, which is free from the conditioning of your mind. From there, you will be able to take care of each other's nervous systems, which is very important in the moment where we feel triggered, our past wounds are activated. So I would say being in the body is your key to navigating through your relationships, challenges, solving your conflicts and misunderstanding, and connecting at a deep level, creating a deep emotional and sexual intimacy as well. When mind connects with the body again, it starts listening to the greater wisdom that is arising through our body instead of directing. It connects to different vibrational frequency and start interpreting reality differently, because it becomes more grounded and it moves away from the stories and become available to possibility, to creativity, to wisdom, to love energy that is always trying to move through you. So body is really magic. It's a multidimensional vehicle that our consciousness is inhibiting. And body, if we really connected to it and if we learn the language of the body, is always communicating with you. Your soul speaks through the body. Whenever you are presented with a situation and you don't know what choice to make, if you connect with your body and if you know how your body speaks, so it takes some practice to understand what your body is really telling you, then you can make a choice which will be better and much more powerful than when you only listen to your thinking mind, because thinking mind is just taking the reference from the past, taking your belief system, and is making decision from there, which is not always the best way of doing so. When we're in the body, we can perceive the greater wisdom, what's really the best for us in this situation. Body is a filtering mechanism, and only body can do that. Your mind can't do that. We are bombarded by lots of bytes of information every millisecond. This information is universal intelligence that is trying to land and rise through our body so that we perceive greater truths about ourselves and about our reality and how we can create our best reality. So this information is coming to your gut. And if you are present in the body, this information can be properly filtered through your gut, through your heart, through your throat's energy centers, and then rise to your awareness, to the creative parts of your brain. But if you constantly live in the head, body is not able to operate as a filtering system and is not able to filter this information that is trying to rise through your system. So the ideas can't land. You're unable to start and finish things. You're unable to access your intuition. Body as well is your guide to unconscious. That's why the key to liberating yourself from the past, from what no longer serves you, from your developmental trauma, from your lineage trauma, from some karmic imprints. You need to be in the body to get access to this unconscious stuff, unconscious material, and body is guiding you there. Whenever we feel tension, especially when we feel triggered and something in our system is activated, so we often experience the tension. Tension is the language of the body. Tension is a camouflage we put on all sorts of feelings, emotions, and memories we don't want to see and to feel. And when we feel tension, we uncover unconscious materials we didn't want to feel in the past. And when we allow ourselves to be present with it, with this unfinished energy pattern, because maybe we were not accepting this experience, we were resisting it, and that's why it's still an unfinished energy pattern that is deeply impacting our lives. So we can, when we can finally be present and feel it, the emotion of it get metabolized and we liberate ourselves from the unconscious material. We repattern and rewire our system. When we are connected to the body, we finally feel we are okay. And we can be with intense experiences with greater ease. So transformation and healing sometimes can feel really intense. Especially if your soul have chosen to work on some deep stuff here. And lots of souls have chosen that. And that's why they have this challenging. It seems like someone is really having challenging experiences. But if you are present in the body, then you can be with the experience at the sensational level. And when we don't add story of the mind of why it's happening to me, so that we stop being a victim to that, and just feel and observe the sensation at the body level, we can metabolize what needs to be metabolized, the past experience or the karmic imprints, with much greater ease and grace. If we are not present in the body, we can't have full-on life experience we're supposed to have. This is the most important thing. So I hope I have convinced you by now that connecting back mind with the body is really the key to unlocking a whole new way of living, loving, and manifesting your dreams. Let's talk about three brain centers that we have inside of our body that needs to be aligned and that needs to operate in harmony if we want to live in an embodied way. So normally when we're talking about the brain, we're straight away thinking about the brain that we have in our head, right? It's one of the brain centers, but as well, our gut has its own brain, and our heart has its own brain. So if we want to live in an embodied way, in a very powerful way where we can perceive the greater truth, we need to have all those brain centers aligned. So you are gut center is your gut wisdom, through which we take the information, the cosmic messages, the universal intelligence, and translate it into the deep knowing. So most probably you have this experience. It's just when you know this deep knowing, and if you will really connect to your body, most probably you will feel something in your gut. I just know. I don't know why, but I know this is for me or this is not for me. Well, I know that I want to take this decision. Then we have a heart. And from the gut, the cosmic messages, this energy is arising from the gut to the heart and translates into what is meaningful and authentic and true to our heart. So our heart is 5,000 times more powerful than our mind. And then when this information, this cosmic intelligence is arising from the heart to the mind, it needs to move through, to rise through the primitive brain to the creative center. So to move there, the trap door between primitive brain and creative center needs to be open. And then we can perceive those messages and receive them. So right now, take a deep breath into your lower belly and find yourself there. And then take one more deep breath and expand your breath from your belly to your heart center, to your chest, and find yourself there. So when we breathe through our body and through this center, through your lower belly, through your heart, and you're present there, then this energy, this universal intelligence can rise through those centers to your brain, to your conscious awareness, so that you can receive the messages that are very empowering for you, so that you can receive the solutions to the problems that your mind alone, if you're just in your mind, can't create. Universal intelligence is constantly sending us empowering messages about who we are, that we are powerful creators, and how to fulfill our life purpose. What is the next step to fulfill our life purpose? But most of the time, we don't allow it to rise as we get stuck and operate from the ordinary thinking mind. We shut it down. So if you will just start taking those breaths into your lower belly and into your heart and be more present during your day in those centers, you will start unlocking those messages that want to rise to your conscious awareness. You will start unlocking your intuition and the deep knowing that wants to rise through your system. So the goal here is to really be present in the body and integrate all our centers. This is how we start living in an embodied way. What is important to mention here as well is the feeling of anxiety that many people experience is actually our true power that is trying to rise, but it's not able to because of the contraction that many people experience at the solar plexus area, the third chakra energy center. And this center, which is a few inches above the navel, is our power center and at the same time is our mental body center. And in the Western world, a lot of people are living in the mind. So they experience this contraction and this center because we have these mental structures and rigidity from where we are living, right? So if we have our solar plexus contracted, well, first of all, the wisdom can't rise from our wisdom, our gut center, to our conscious awareness. And secondly, we don't feel present in our lower body. We experience difficulty breathing into and being present in the lower parts of our body. So we don't feel grounded there. We might have lots of negative thinking because it's our mental body center. And if there is a distortion in this center or lack of energy, we will experience negative patterns of thinking. So, because as well, it's our power center, our true power is trying to rise and manifest and be expressed in the world. But if we have a blockage there or in our heart, and this energy, our true power can rise, there is an excess of energy in the center, which is bombarding the tissues, and we're experiencing this uncomfortable feeling. So the trapped energy inside creates this uncomfortable feeling in the body. And we think, we have been taught to believe that this is an anxiety and we are trying to shut it down. Sometimes we use medications to shut it down. And actually what it creates, it only disconnects us further from our body. Yeah. So the remedy here is we need to return back and to heal the contraction in this area, in our power center, in our solar plexus area. Through stretching and expanding the diaphragm area where ribs split apart and breathing through it, so that we can enable the energy flow again in this area, and so that our power can arise through this center and manifest and be expressed in the world. And we feel more powerful. We feel more powerful in our life, in our relationships, and fulfilling our life purpose. And when I'm working with my clients and in my upcoming program, Body Holds the Key, I give them especially designed exercises that will allow to expand this area, to stretch it, and to breathe through it, and as well bringing awareness practice so that you can allow this energy to start moving again. And by doing so, you're stepping into your true power. And one last thing that I want to talk about today is how much more powerful you become at manifesting your soul's desires and soul's purpose when you are present in your body. To manifest your great vision, your big vision in life, whatever you want to create, big or small, it doesn't matter. You need to drop in and you need to stay present in your body. Because for manifestation, all our energy centers need to be aligned. All energy centers are important. And when they're aligned, you are not questioning how to manifest and get confused how I can manifest what I need to manifest. We are stuck in the how only when we are stuck in our mind while being disconnected from the body, because we can't hear and receive the gut messages that want to try try to rise from our gut to our mind. When all our centers are aligned and connected with what we want to manifest, we manifest easily. But if there is a blockage in one of the centers, then you might experience that when you want to manifest something, you get stuck. And most probably you can notice it, that you get stuck at the same place or the same cycle of manifesting a project, or maybe it's a relationship or something else, right? So I will briefly name you about all those seven centers, and during the manifestation cycle, what each of your energy centers is responsible for. And you can notice that when you're trying to bring something to manifest your big vision, to bring it into the reality, you notice that you get stuck in the same place. Maybe you have great ideas, but then you start working on them and then you lose motivation. You get bored very quickly. Or maybe you just talk about it and you are unable to take a real action. So let's briefly talk about that. Your crown energy center is responsible for receiving ideas and inspiration. And if energy is not flowing there, if you have some distortion there, then maybe you will feel a lack of ideas and inspiration. Your third eye energy center is responsible for filling in all the details, for visualizing and getting guidance. And if you have blockage there, maybe you can't imagine how to do it, or you think that it's impossible. Your throat center is responsible for speaking about your idea, writing content about it, sharing it with people. And if you experience some blockages there, and then maybe you're not able to talk about that. You're afraid to talk about your ideas. You're afraid to be seen, and you're afraid that people will judge you. If you have a blockage in your heart center, then maybe you will lack motivation and enthusiasm and passion. If you have a blockage in your solar plexus, your power center, then you might feel that you have all those great ideas, but you are not able to take real actions. So you experience resistance when you need to take real actions. If you have some blockage in your emotional center, your navel energy center, your second center, then maybe you start a project, but you're not able to complete it, or you don't take all the steps necessary to birth it fully. And finally, if your root center, if you have some distortions there, your ideas might manifest, but maybe they always need you. So there is no routine and sustainability in your project. Maybe this project drains all your energy and you always need to be on top of it. So these stages are not linear, and you can work on multiple stages at the same time. But if you're stuck somewhere, your project will stop in this stage of the manifestation cycle. So it's applicable for your business projects, your career, your relationships as well, if you really look deeper into it. So can you see that in your body you have a reflection of everything which is not working in your external world, in your reality? So that's why if you turn in and you tap into this innate intelligence that you have already within your body, you can find the answers. And you can create the change that is necessary to move forward in life, to really unlock your creative power. That's why I'm so passionate about this subject. Me personally, I spent years living disconnected from the body until I started this work of embodiment and of somatic transformation and healing, unlocking the healing superpowers within. So guys, that was what I wanted to share with you today, and because this topic is so dear to my heart, I put everything I knew and mastered and experienced about embodiment and living in an embodied way into a program, which is a 10-week program, Body Holds the Key. And there we dive deep and we look into how to create a whole new mind-body connection so that they can work in harmony, how to clear all the subconscious interference, all the limiting beliefs at the body level, where they all reside, where they all are stored, how to unlock a magnetic power of our heart. And when we unlock it, our activated heart is a magnet for miracles. Maybe you have heard about that. How to become masterful at your nervous system regulation and expanded capacity to be able to welcome life, love and intimacy into your life, and to live from a place of being regulated. And it's so important. If we look outside, lots of people are walking around with their nervous system being constantly dysregulated. And we bring this dysregulation into the world and we create more dysfunction, more conflicts. And as well, we go into eras and full body aliveness, how eras are responsible for your full body aliveness and how you can unlock an ecstatic state of aliveness. It's a deep program. It's a deep work, and it's a magical work at the same time. It's really about unlocking the medicine and magic within your own body. If you want to learn details about this program, you can find it on my social media, on my Instagram account, Unupgradable, in my bio, as well as on my Facebook. And as well, I will share it in the description of this podcast episode. Thank you for being with me, and I wish you a wonderful, wonderful day.